Trustees with the Upper Grand District School Board will receive a detailed update tonight on how artificial intelligence is being introduced and managed across the system. The report to the board's Policy and Priorities Committee outlines what officials describe as a deliberate, human-centered approach to AI. Rather than rushing to adopt new tools, the board says it is focused on governance, staff training, student voices, and strong privacy safeguards. Administrators say artificial intelligence is already shaping how students learn, communicate, and solve problems. But they stress AI at the Upper Grand District School Board is not about replacing teachers or automating decisions. Instead, the goal is to build AI literacy while protecting equality, human rights, and student well-being. The framework guiding the work is built around four priorities: human rights and equality, strong fundamental language skills, strong fundamental math skills, and sustainability. Officials note AI systems can reflect bias or widen the digital divide if not carefully managed. As a result, the board says every decision is being filtered through an equality lens. Student input has been central to the strategy, although student senate panels and events like the AI Amplified Summit, students have told trustees AI can be helpful when it acts as a bridge to understanding, not a shortcut to finishing assignments. Many have called for clear boundaries and co-created expectations around its use. In classrooms, AI is already embedded in tools many families may recognize, including speech-to-text, text-to-speech, translation features, and adaptive math and literacy platforms. Approved tools such as Google Gemini and Microsoft Copilot are being used by educators as what the board calls thought patterns, helping differentiate instruction, providing framework for assignments, and generating leveled reading materials. But officials emphasize there are strict safeguards in place. Staff are prohibited from entering identifiable student information into AI systems. Approved tools operate in protected environments, and AI is never permitted to make decisions about student assignment programming, placements, or individual education plans. Professional judgment, the report says, must always be the final decision maker. The board has also chosen not to rely on AI detection software, citing concerns about reliability and the potential for bias, particularly for multilingual and neurodivergent students. Next steps include the release of formal AI literacy guidelines for staff in April, expanded professional development, and more communication with parents and the broader community. The board says it will continue exploring developmentally appropriate student access to AI tools guided by student voices and human rights considerations. The report concludes that the board's approach to artificial intelligence is ultimately about people, not platforms, ensuring innovation supports learning, inclusion, and human connection as technology continues to evolve. I'm Paul Harriet reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.